Masechet Berachot, Perek He, Mishnah Aleph. This Mishnah is going to talk about Kavana, focus. How one has to, while he's approaching God in Tefillah, has to do it in the most serious manner, recognizing that he's standing in front of Melech Malchei HaMelachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the King of all kings, the one who controls all. It's different than Shema. Shema is a private declaration where one accepts upon him all Malchut Shamayim. But Tefillah is where one is directly talking to Hashem, so it has to be treated in a very serious way. And the Mishnah says, "En omdim litpalel ela mitoch kobed rosh." A person, he's not allowed to pray. It's prohibited for him to pray unless he's in a very serious state of mind. He can't be in a joking manner. He can't be having a good time with his friends and then all of a sudden approach God in tefillah. Rather, he has to take a moment to get into a serious state of mind. Hasidim harishonim hayu shohin sha'ahat umitpalelim kedei shekavenu et libam lamakom. The pious people of earlier times, of the earlier generations, they would take 1 hour before they prayed, they would settle their mind, and then they would direct their tefillot to Hashem. They wouldn't just walk into a room and start praying, but rather they would take some time in order to focus, in order to clear their mind of all distractions, and view HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in a sense, kivyachol, as standing in front of them. So they'd make sure that everything is in the preparation. Mishnah continues and says, "Afilu hamelech shoel bishlomo lo yeshivenu." Even if a king approaches somebody and wants to have a discussion with them, you don't answer them. You don't answer them. This law is different than Shema. Like we said in an earlier Mishnah, if somebody comes to have a discussion with you, there's a machloket between Tanakh Kama and Abi Yehuda. Do you answer him? Do you not answer him? But that's only talking about Shema. Over here in the Amidah, the Mishnah says, even if a melech, a king, comes to ask you how you doing, lo yeshivenu, you're not allowed to answer. And the Bar Tinura points out that davka melech Yisrael, that's only talking about a Jewish king who one is not fearful that he'll be harmed if he doesn't answer him. But if one's dealing with a king of an Ovet Kochavim, an idol-worshipping king, who's going to take out his frustration on you, for not answering him, a person obviously is allowed to interrupt his Amidah in order to save his life. And the Mishnah continues and says, "Va'afilu nahash karuch al akebo lo yafsik." Even if you have a snake coiled at its heel, a person is not allowed to interrupt his Amidah in order to stop that snake, in order to walk away, to get rid of that snake. And obviously this type of snake is one that is not biting, is one that serves no danger to this individual. So you're not allowed to do anything about that snake. But if it was a snake that, God forbid, was deadly, or one that could harm an individual, of course you're allowed to pause your Amidah to get that snake away. Masechet Berachot, Perek Hey, Mishnah Bet. This Mishnah is going to talk about three different additions that are made to our Amidah, depending on the time of the year. We'll talk about Mashiv HaRuach or Monit HaGeshem. We'll talk about V'ten Tal U'matad LiBracha. And we'll talk about Atahonantanu, what's added when a person is ending Shabbat. So the Mishnah says, starts off, Mazkirin Gevurot Geshamim B'tchiyat HaMetim. A person's supposed to mazkir, he's supposed to recognize Gevurot Geshamim, the strength in Hashem bringing forth the rain. We're not asking for rain over here. We're just recognizing how powerful and how amazing God is by the fact that He could bring forth rain. That's mentioned in the Beracha of Tehayat HaMetim. In Tehayat HaMetim, where God talks about the resurrection of the dead, right after Atah Gibor Le'olam Adonai, we say Mashiv HaRuach U'Morid HaGeshem. Why? What's the connection between Tehayat HaMetim and the bringing forth of rain? The answer is they both bring forth life. Water is brought. If we didn't have water in the world, we'd have no life. So the fact that when water rains down onto this world, it's God giving us sustenance. It's God giving us the ability to continue living. And Tehayat HaMetim, the resurrection of the dead, obviously, is God bringing forth life. We say, Mashiv HaRuach HaMorit HaGeshem, from Musaf of Shemini Atzeret, until Shaharit of the first day of Pesach. Okay, Mishnah continues and says, "V'sho'alin hageshamim b'birkat hashanim," and we ask for rain in the Birkat Hashanim. The Birkat Hashanim is where we talk about our livelihood. We ask God to make this a good season financially, and rain brings forth good crops. So we do that during this beracha to ask for a good harvest and for a good year financially. A person does this, he asks for rain, which we refer to as Barech Aleinu. In Eretz Yisrael, he does this on the 7th of Heshvan. And in Chutz La'aretz, outside of the land of Israel, he does this 60 days after the equinox until the first day of Pesach. That's when he asks for rain. Mishnah continues and says, V'havdala b'chonen hada'at. And he's going to say Atahonantanu, marking the end of the Shabbat with words in the Biracha of Honen Hada'at. The reason for that would be a person has to have knowledge, has to have the ability to distinguish between Kodesh and Hol, the sacred and the mundane. Only a person with intellect, with a mind, is able to understand the greatness of Kodesh and the futility of Hol. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Omra Biracha Revi'it Bifnei Atzma. Rabbi Akiva disagrees with Tanakama. Rabbi Akiva says, no, you don't say it as part of the Beracha of Atahonin. Rather, after Atakadosh, before you start Atahonin, you should have a new Beracha on Saturday night that's just going to focus on the ending of Shabbat. It's going to say, Baruch HaMavdil Ben Kodesh Lehol, because he'll tell you, Rabbi Akiva's logic is, okay, I understand your answer, but is that sufficient enough, Tanakama, to tell me that you need a mind to distinguish between the sacred and the mundane? Is that significant enough to put it as part of Atahonin La'adam Da'at? I don't think so. So Rabbi Akiva would say it warrants its own beracha. Mishnah finishes off by a third opinion, which is Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Behoda'a. We add Atahonantanu to Modim, to the Modim, which is about thanks, which is about offering thanksgiving to Hashem. And the logic of Rabbi Eliezer would be, we have to thank Hashem for this precious day, for this treasure called Shabbat. We're so lucky that we have it. We have to thank Hashem after we're done with it for that amazing experience. Halakha, like we know, is like Tanakama. Atahonantanu was mentioned in Atahonin La'adam Da'at.